We're so appreciative of Dr. Ige coming back. She is the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health. How are you today, doctor?
I am well. Happy Friday.
Yes, I know. And the weekend weather is going to be fantastic. So
I am looking forward to it. Yay.
Yeah. So, of course, everybody was concerned when we saw a case of tuberculosis pop up in a shelter. Was this a latent case?
So I know people were worried, and we would like to reassure people. Tuberculosis is not rare. We have between 100 and 200 cases every year. Last year, for instance, we had 154 cases of tuberculosis in Chicago. But it's important to know that 80% of those cases occur in migrants, because tuberculosis, typically the infection occurs in childhood in other countries and then may become reactivated later on. So among new arrivals, we screen for tuberculosis. When people arrive at the landing zone, we ask them about symptoms that may indicate active tuberculosis. And then we also do a comprehensive medical exam for those that may have latent tuberculosis. So we periodically identify people who have latent cases and those who have active cases, and then connect them to services. So we have one case, we have two cases. We don't want people to worry about those cases. This is an active part of our process. Identifying tuberculosis cases, latent or active, and connecting people to treatment. So that is a routine operation that CDPH has.
I know this isn't your arena, but I was reading the story of the father of the five-year-old girl who was diagnosed with tuberculosis and the worry that he had, and someone telling him he had to get an ambulance and he had no money to pay for it. And it's quite a compelling story to understand as another parent what it must be like to be in a foreign country and have a child who is so ill and, you know, unsure of how to get her help. So I'm glad they're getting that under control. Measles is another thing. So in 2000, this long, decades-long public health battle, because of the vaccination program, won a coveted status. And that was, they had eliminated measles. And then in the past 23, 24 years, I'm reading that this year's measles cases are 17 times higher than we've seen in the first quarters of the past 20, 23 years. What is happening? Is it because people are not getting immunized?
That is correct. COVID not only impacted the communities, but also made access to healthcare limited. And starting from 2019, we started to see a decline in the number of people getting their MMR vaccines. And that has allowed measles to flourish in a way that had not been previously the case. So typically, measles is very contagious, so it requires about 95% vaccination coverage for herd immunity. That's what it requires to stop it from spreading. And when coverage of vaccination falls below that threshold, then cases start to spread. And that's what is happening in many states in the United States globally. That threshold has fallen in many places even below 80%, and now we're seeing cases all over, and that's also happening in Chicago.
But doctor, I'm sorry, Lisa.
No, you go ahead,
doctor. I think there are just three new cases this week, is it slowing? Are we getting out of it, or are we still?
It is slowing. Cases are declining. We're very happy to see the downward trend. So 3 weeks ago, we were seeing about 20 cases per week. We're now down to just about 3 cases this week. And that is a result of all the vaccination activity that has been happening. 14,000 doses administered to date. And we continue to encourage everyone who's not yet vaccinated to do so. And we're very hopeful that we can get back to 0 cases of measles as the vaccines pick up.
If we don't, could measles once again become endemic in the U.S.?
We hope not. The upsurge in cases across the United States is also leading to an increased emphasis on vaccination. And in Chicago, for instance, we're seeing more and more people get their vaccines. And so if we can get vaccinations back up to that 95% threshold, we can get back to zero.
What else is on your plate? What are you dealing with as the Chicago Public Health Commissioner? What's on your plate this week, Doc?
Well, we are always on the lookout for vaccine-preventable diseases. And outside of Chicago, there have also been cases of meningitis, also vaccine-preventable. So just a call out for everyone, especially as we head into summer. People are traveling. This is a destination for so many tourists. So people are going to be coming here. All kinds of diseases might arrive here. So it's just best to get vaccinated and get yourself up to date with monkeypox vaccine, COVID vaccine, flu vaccine, MMR vaccine, meningitis vaccine, especially for teenagers who are the population that is most at risk for that infection. So this is our call, and this is our constant encouragement to all Chicagoans. Get your vaccine so you're protected from anything that might pop up.
What kind of a bump have you seen in meningitis?
We haven't seen any yet, thankfully, but we've received alerts from CDC that there is meningitis in other parts of the country. So we are on the lookout for that, but thankfully we don't have any cases yet.
Good news. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, and you as well.
Dr. Ige, she is the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health. That's a fairly good report, because last time we talked to her, measles were definitely popping up everywhere. So down to 3 cases a week, not as bad as we were a few weeks ago. So that's good news. Newsroom temperature check coming up. Some of your text messages about the Golden Bachelor and the person he chose as a wife, and now the fact that they're getting divorced. Well, we just have to share some of your text messages because I find them comical. That's all coming up after Steve's news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.